Apollo 11, this is Houston. While you're waiting for the CSN to settle down and for us to look at the tapes on your latest maneuver, would you feel like answering some more questions with relation to the lunar surface? Over.
Go ahead. Go ahead,
Bruce. Roger, for $64,000, we're still trying to work out the location of your landing site, Tranquility Base. We think it is located on LAM-2 chart at Juliet decimal 5 and 7.8. Do you still have those charts on board? Over.
Yeah, stand by when they're back.
Roger, you may not have to unpack it. The position which I just gave you is slightly west of West Crater. I guess it's about 0.2 kilometers west of it. And we were wondering if Neil or Buzz had observed any additional landmarks during descent, lunar stay, or ascent, which would confirm or disprove this. One thing that we were wondering about is that if you were at this position, you would have seen the cat's paw during ascent just up to the north of your track. Over.
We were looking for the cat's paw too, thinking we were probably downrange beyond the Big Z. But I think that it's likely that that might have been West Crater that we went across in landing, but stand by. Hoping, Bruce, that our 16mm film was working at that point in descent, and we'll be able to confirm our touchdown position. We thought that during ascent we might be able to pick up some recognizable objects close to the landing site, and we did see a number of small craters and crater rows and things like that, which we may be able to pick out after the fact, but we haven't been able to yet.
Oh, Roger, and the next question from our panelist for Buzz. We recall that he reported seeing a laser upon AOS of the Earth the first time after, first rev after ascent, and we're wondering what color the beam was and if he could determine its approximate location with respect to the Earth. Over.
It was mostly white, perhaps a tinge of yellowish color to it. And it seems to be, as I recall it, the terminator of the Earth was toward the horizon. And seemed to be about a quarter to a third of the way down from down toward the terminator of the Earth from the opposite horizon. That's a third to a quarter Earth radii. Over.
Roger, and that puts it in the light side. Over.
Roger, yes, it was in the light side. The Earth was about a two-thirds lit Earth, with the terminator down toward the horizon. And now coming from the opposite limb of the Earth, the sunlit limb, coming down about one quarter to one third of a radius in from the limb, generally centrally located with respect to a line drawn perpendicular to the terminator that goes through the center. Over.
Roger, Buzz. We copy.
And I got pictures of that. I'm sure that'll show up.
And I saw that too. It was a very bright spot of light, and I confirmed Buzz's observation of its position.
Okay, 11. Very good. Now, with respect to the documented sample container on television, it appeared to us as though the samples for that container were in fact being selected in accordance with some thought or consideration being given to the rocks themselves. And we were wondering if you could give any further details from memory about any of these samples and the context of the material or the surface from which they were taken. Over.
Yes, if you remember, I initially started on the cut side of the limb that the TV camera was on, and I took a number of samples of rocks on the surface and several that were just subsurface. About 15 to 20 feet north of the limb. And then I recalled that that area had been probably swept pretty well by the exhaust of the descent engine. So I crossed over to the southern side of the limb and took a number of samples from the area around the elongate double crater that we commented on and several beyond that, and tried to take as many different types of rock types as I could see by eye as I could in the short time we had available. There were a number of other samples that I had seen earlier in our stroll around the limb that I had hoped to get back and pick up and put in the documented sample, but I didn't get those, and I'll be able to comment on those in detail when we get in the debriefing session.
Oh, Roger. Did you observe any small craters with conspicuously blocky rims? Over.
Well, aside from the real big one that we went over, I guess there were none in our area. I took a stroll back after putting up the PSEP, and while Buzz was starting to unpack the documented sample, took a stroll back to a crater behind us that was maybe 70 or 80 feet in diameter and 15 or 20 feet deep, and took some pictures of it. It had rocks in the bottom of pretty good size, considerably bigger than any that were out on the surface, but there was no, we apparently at 15 feet or so had not got below the regolith. We were essentially showing no bedrock, at least in the walls of the crater, at that depth. Over.
Roger, we copy. Okay, thank you, Neil. That about wraps up the questions we have on hand for now.
Okay. My compliments to the chef. The food's outstanding. This cream of chicken soup, I give at least 3 spoons.
Okay, cream of chicken, 3 spoons.